text the word joke to 5578 and you'll get hilarious jokes. Everyone will think you're the life of the party.
Hey guys, check this out. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, I don't know why.
Because there was some feed over there. 99 cents a day. I've met one person who knew somebody who actually gets the jokes and is aware that they cost a dollar a piece and they get them every single day.
Wow.
I know.
$365 a year.
I don't have that much cash to burn, do you?
No.
Like I said, just go buy a joke book. Go buy a joke book. Give it to me. I will text you and I'll just charge you 50 cents a day. I'll actually take up text messaging to save you that 50 cents. That way you're still actually getting the text message. So it seems like it's a joke is magically coming to you, reminding you that here's something funny or something. I don't know. Is there anything that's a bigger waste of money? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Lottery tickets.
Yeah, I've always wondered about lottery tickets. I don't like to talk too much trash on them because I know a lot of people really get excited about them.
Yeah, but the people that don't win, you know, I mean, it's what, a chance in a million that you're going to win a big pot.
Yeah.
If you actually saved, put the money that you were spending on lottery tickets in a savings account, you have that much by the time you won anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, with the lottery tickets, the main problem it causes for me is if somebody does the scratchers and feels the need to sit at the counter and do them.
Yeah.
That's my main problem with them.
That's irritating.
And I bought a lottery ticket maybe once in my life, and that was just because I was... Mm-hmm. Of age, you know, I was like, oh, I'll go buy a lottery. First, got to hit the porn store, then a lottery ticket, and then what else can I do when I'm 18?
Get a cigar.
I used to work at a convenience store, and people were crazy. They'd come and drop $50
on
scratch tickets and then sit and bitch about not being able to pay their heating bill. Like, hello?
Well, that's a good point. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yep.
See you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Trying to figure out this morning if there is a bigger waste of money than joke text messages. If you've seen the commercials, and I don't know, is there any way you can avoid the commercials? They're on everything. And they're even on American Idol sometimes.
Yep.
Text the word joke to some four-digit number, and then they'll send you a joke a day for 99 cents apiece. And by the way, the 99-cent part is really buried in there. You need like a 50-inch screen just to see that it costs that much. It's expensive. That's a lot of money to... waste on just a little one-liner. What do you think? A bigger waste of money? You got one?
Yes, hello. My friend Angela, God bless her heart, she spends money on these Lovemaking for Dummies books.
I wasn't aware that the Dummies series had something like that.
Well, I'm not sure if... You know what I mean. I'm not being exact on that.
Oh, so just like a bedroom guide, how to be better in the bedroom?
Yes, and I just think that's so silly. If Angela could just... If she could just grow a pair...
Well, doesn't that...
If she could just grow a pair, she would be able to experiment. Like, and here's the thing. Me and my husband have invited her over on numerous occasions and to experiment and learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
And she always turns me down.
Well, that's because it's mostly a private thing that people don't want to share with other people.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know?
Yes, but I still believe that... The Lovemaking books for Dummies. I think you're better off just rolling those up and...
I had to bleep that. I can't put that on the...